The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Miketz Shabbos Chanukah. As we approach the days of Chanukah, I think it's important to discuss and talk about Chanukah, some of the halachas of Chanukah. And with that in mind, I would like to devote today's shiur to talk about the sudos that we have on Chanukah. It's a whole discussion. Perhaps many of you know that there's no chiyuv, no obligation to have a suda on Chanukah. And that is correct to an extent, that according to the main halacha, there's no chiyuv to have a suda on Chanukah. However, on the other hand, it's not so simple. Not really everyone holds like that. Let's take a look at the sugya and Beza Hashem, learn something new, learn something more about this idea, this halacha of sudais of Chanukah. Let's begin with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chanukah, towards the beginning, Simen Tav Reish Ayin, Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Ribay Asude Shemarbin Behem Him Sudas Rishos. The Mechaber paskins, like the sheet of the Meram brought down in the Rosh, that the Sudais that we have in Chanukah are completely Rishos. They have nothing to do with the Sudas Mitzvah. Even if a person makes a Suda, the Suda is not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. The Ramah comes and says, V'yeshayimim, the Ramah brings down others that argue. The Ramah says that, She'yesh k'tzas mitzvah b'riboy ha'sudas mishum b'oysen ayam ha'yachanukis ha'mezbeach. The Ramah quotes Maral Meprag that says that there is a mitzvah with making a suda. In other words, there's no obligation to make a suda, but if somebody does make a suda, that Suda is considered a Suda's Mitzvah. And the Shita of the Meral Meprag is that it's a Suda's Mitzvah without even having Zmiris and Tishpachis. Without even singing or Divrei Torah, that a person makes a Suda in honor of Chanukah, it's considered a Suda's Mitzvah, it's Ktsas Mitzvah, his Lashon is, and that's even without anything else added together with it, but there's no Chiyuv to make it. Then the Rima continues, V'noyagin, The minig is, says the Rima, a different level. The minig is that alone that a person makes a suda, that alone does not make it that it's a sudas mitzvah. But the minig is that if you sing and you say shvachis and praises to Hashem and thanks to Hashem for the nisim that Hashem did to us in these days, so then it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So there's three different levels. According to the Mechaber, it's not a mitzvah at all, having the Suda. According to the first opinion brought in the Rima, it's a mitzvah if you do it. You don't have to make a Suda on Chanukah, but if you do so, it's a mitzvah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. And the third opinion is that there's a minig, and that's what's probably most commonly known, that's the minig. The minig, according to the Rama, according to at least for Ashkenazim, the minig is that you make a sudas on Chanukah, you sing shiras and sishpachas, and by doing so, it's a sudas mitzvah. And therefore, people that make Chanukah parties, one of the big parts of the Chanukah party is to sing and to say shishpachas, say praises to Hashem, because doing so, that will be a sudas mitzvah. Now, apparently, in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Rima, two opinions in the Rima, there's a whole discussion here. Is it a Sudas Mitzvah? Is it not a Sudas Mitzvah? Is it a Sudas Mitzvah alone, without any additions? Or is it only a Sudas Mitzvah if you sing and say Shvachis? What's the Nafkimina if it's a Sudas Mitzvah? So L'chaira, the real Nafkimina of whether it's a Sudas Mitzvah is only Negeya, if somebody's noyeg, that they don't eat a suda unless it's a suda's mitzvah. somebody, let's say, is makpid, they won't eat meat unless it's a sudas mitzvah, something like that. So then what happened after mina? Is it a sudas mitzvah or not a sudas mitzvah? The chayra, somebody, what's wrong? Let's say it's not a sudas mitzvah, or let's say it is a sudas mitzvah. What did he gain now that it's a sudas mitzvah? So you could say that alone he's getting schar, it's a mitzvah, you could have in mind he's doing a mitzvah. You know, for Erev Pesach and Bechayrim fast, just that they break their fast if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, so there it's a Nafkemina if it's a Sudas Mitzvah. And during the 9 days that Ashkenazim don't eat meat the whole 9 days, so they'll only eat meat if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, so there it's a big Nafkemina if it's a Sudas Mitzvah. The rest of the year, so unless somebody's makvin not to eat by a Suda, unless it's a Sudas Mitzvah, so L'chayre, what's the big Nafkemina? In other words, where's the difference? Okay, it's good to know. It's good to know that if a person goes ahead and does it right, that the suda turns now into a sudas mitzvah. Comes along the Sefer Binyan Shleima, which is, it's brought down in the back of the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, and he says, L'chayra, there's a fourth opinion. L'chayra, there's another mehalach. L'chayra, the Rambam disagrees. And he says like this, the Rambam writes that the days of Chanukah are days of Simcha. See, the Gemara says that the days of Chanukah, according to the Gemara just says, the Shana Acheres Kavum, the Kaveh for Howl and Aido. The Gemara says that the days of Chanukah are days of Halal and Aidah. How do we say Halal and we thank Hashem? The Gemara doesn't say Simcha, but the Rambam writes that the days of Chanukah are days of Simcha. As I state in Rambam, the days of Chanukah are days of Simcha v'Halal. Perhaps the Rambam made a different gears than the Gemara. Be that as it may, the Rambam says that the days of Chanukah are Yimei Simcha. So comes the Binyan Shleima, and says the Binyan Shleima, what does it mean? What's the nafkemina? That it's a days of Simcha? That days of Chanukah are days of Simcha? The Binyan Shleima understands in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that there's a chiyuv to eat meat and drink wine on Chanukah, from that it's called days of Simcha. Just like on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, since Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed are days of Simcha, so there's a chiyuv, so there's dinim of eating meat and drinking wine. Eating meat is a question, is all shmuz, but for sure to drink wine. So just like on the days of Yom Tov, there's a din to eat meat and drink wine because it's Yimei Simcha. And so too on Purim, the Rambam in Hilchas Purim writes that the day of Purim is there's Simcha and Purim, and the Rambam writes that there's a chiv to eat meat and drink wine on Purim. So too, on Chanukah, there's a din to eat meat and drink wine because they are days of Simcha. And there's really an Aben Ezra that understands like that there's a chiv to eat meat and wine on Chanukah. And comes the Binyan Shleima and he goes one step further and he says, he has a kasha on Shulchan Aruch. Now that he explained that the Rambam holds that the days of Chanukah are days of Simcha and there's a chiyuv to eat meat and drink wine, he has a kasha. Why did Shulchan Aruch leave out the opinion of the Rambam? We mentioned that Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Remo, in combination of the two, they brought down three opinions. Either it's not a Sudas Mitzvah at all, or it's a Sudas Mitzvah right away, or it's a Sudas Mitzvah through saying Shiyas Hishpachas. They should have brought down another opinion, a fourth opinion. The Rambam holds it's a Chiyuv to eat meat and drink wine. So why didn't Shulchan Aruch bring it down? Why the Tor, Shulchan Aruch, why don't they bring down the opinion of the Rambam? Azayif Rak the Binyan Shleima. And the truth is, the Binyan Shleima is not alone in this, that he holds that the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, there's a chiv to have meat and wine. we find that the Maaser Rekiach and the Rambam also understands that the Rambam that calls the days of Chanukah Yimei Simcha means to say that it's obligatory to have meat and wine. I didn't see inside. I was told that there's a tshuva of the Beis Yaakov. The Mishnah Berurah in one place brings down this Beis Yaakov. I didn't have a chance to see it, but I was told that he also says that according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv to eat meat and have wine. Al Kalpanim, there's a whole other opinion over here that there's a chiyuv to eat meat and drink wine. However, although the Binyan Shloimeh understands the Rambam like that, it's not so simple that that's the kavan of the Rambam. Perhaps with that we can answer this question, why Shulchan Torah and Shulchan Aruch did not bring down the Rambam. Perhaps we could explain that Torah and Shulchan Aruch did not understand the Rambam the way the Binyan Shloimeh understood the Rambam. And perhaps with that we could explain why Torah and Shulchan Aruch did not feel it necessary to bring down the words of the Rambam, to mention about the Rambam. Now, the Bach brings that it is a Rashmi Ostrich. And the Rashmi Ostrich says that the Rambam coincides together with the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoel. Says the Rashmi Ostrich, the Rambam is like Rabbeinu Yoel. Rabbeinu Yoel says, if a person had a Suda on Chanukah, and after they finish the Suda, they have to bench. And in benching, you're supposed to say Al Anisim. Says Rabbeinu Yoel, if a person didn't say Al Anisim, he's going to have to bench over again. In other words, Rabbeinu Yoel holds that there's a chiyuv to have a Suda with bread on Chanukah. And because there's a chiyuv to have a Suda with bread on Chanukah, so therefore, if it's obligatory to have a suda, that means in essence, it's obligatory to say Al Anisim. And therefore, if a person left out and forgot to say Al Anisim, they have to bench all over again. So, in essence, Rabbeinu Yoel holds, there's a chiyuv to eat bread, make a suda with bread, on Chanukah. Zogt the Bach, in the name of the Rashmi Ostrich, that's what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv, that the days of Chanukah are days of Simcha, what does that mean to say? Not like the Binyan Shloimeh and the Maaser Rekiach that understand that Yimei Simcha means to have Basar and Yayin. It's a different pshat. Says the Rashmi Ostrich, the Rambam means that the chiyuv to have a suda with pas. And that's what the Rambam means, it's days of Simcha. In a similar vein, there is an opinion of the Marshal. The Marshal holds it on Purim. A person, if they forget to say Al Anisim, they have to bench over again because he holds it. But there also, there's a chiyuv to eat bread, make a suda, and therefore, it will cause a person that if they forget to say Al Anisim, they're going to have to bench over again. Now that's, I think, a big, it's not so simple. The Avada, the Ikar Aloch is not like that. It's Rabbeinu Yoel, it's a Shita, you call it Shita Mechudash, it's a Shita that's very different than all the other opinions that we find. We don't find any other opinion that really holds that there's a chiyuv to have a Suda, that you have to have pas, you have to have a Suda with bread on Chanukah. There is another Mahalach, just to mention the different Mahalachim of the Rambam. There is a famous sefer that talks about the inyonim of Chanukah and Purim. It's a sefer called Kuntres Chanukah Megillah. And he brings down there in the name of the Briskirov that the Briskirov said that when the Rambam said that the days of Chanukah are days of Simcha, all the Rambam meant to say is that there's a Issa Tainis V'Hespid. All the Rambam meant to say is that a person can't make a Tainis and they can't make a Spedim on Chanukah. Nothing more, not more than that. Now that pshat in the Rambam is l'chayr not so easy to understand. I saw there's a kovitz that brings down a shtickle from Reb Shmuel Auerbach Satzal. Shmuel Auerbach asked on the Briskirov. He said it's the Rambam has a separate halacha to tell us that there's an isra hesped v'tainis. So if the din of simcha was to tell us isra hesped v'tainis, why did the Rambam divide it into two separate halachas? It seems, says Shmuel Auerbach, that the Rambam that says that the days of Chanukah, days of Simcha, is telling us something else. Something else, not just that there's Isser Hesped V'tainis. Says, if you look also in Hilchas Purim, it's also like that. The Rambam says one halacha that there's Isser Hesped V'tainis, and a separate halacha of Simcha. So it doesn't sound like, says Shmuel Auerbach, doesn't sound like from the Rambam, that the Rambam means like the Biskirov's Taich, that the din of Simcha of Chanukah is to say that there's Isper Hesped V'tainis. I think there's another pshat in the Rambam. If you look in the Marshal in Yosef Yam Shel Shloime in Bava Kama Perek Zayin Simel Lamed Zayin, he brings down this Rambam that there's a din of Simcha. And the Marshal writes, Marshal says like this, he doesn't say so clearly if he says that there's a chiv to eat bread, or that there's a chiv to have a bas of a yayin, but what Marshal does say over there, the Marshal says like this, Marshal says, I have a proof to the Rambam. Says, the Rambam says, look, the Marshal, the Rambam that says that there's Simcha and Chanukah, he's coming to tell us something about a Suda, something about Mishta, something about having some type of Suda and Chanukah. And then he says, I'll bring a Raya to the Rambam. Zok the Marshal, what's the Raya to the Rambam? He says, Maduch, we know that Be Yeshua Ben, when they make a bris, whatever Be Yeshua Ben is, Machlaik is what it's referring to, but let's say, for argument's sake, assuming that it's referring to the Shalom Zachar. It says, Madach, we know that Be Yeshua Ben is considered a Sudas Mitzvah because it's for the thanking of Hashem. So, Kolshkein Chanukah, Kolshkein, if somebody makes a Sudan Chanukah, it's going to be a Sudas Mitzvah. So the Mashal was Megalatas, a whole new pshat in the Rambam. The Mashal said that the whole Rambam that said that Chanukah are days of Simcha. What did he mean by that? One halacha of the Rambam was that there's a hesped v'tainis. That was a separate halacha. Another halacha of the Rambam that we're dealing with is that the Rambam calls the days of Chanukah days of Simcha. We want to know, we're trying to figure out all different achrayim, have different pshatim, how to understand the Rambam. Here the Mashal came along and said, the Rambam means that just like Be Yeshua HaBen, just like a Shalom Zach is a Sudas Mitzvah, so too Chanukah, Kolshkein Chanukah is a Sudas Mitzvah. Chanukah is days of Simcha because they're days of Simcha, so therefore, if you do make a Suda, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. In other words, the Rambam is not saying, like we said before from the Rashmi Estrich, like to equate the Rambam to the Rabbeinu Yoyel. Not that the Rambam is saying that there's an obligation to have a Suda and Chanukah. Rather, all the Rambam is saying is, since the days of Chanukah are days of Simcha, if you do make a Suda, if you do make a party, if you do make a Mishta, if you do something on Chanukah, it will be considered a Sudas Mitzvah. So this is exactly like the opinion, the first opinion that the Rambam brought down. The Rambam brought down Yesh Oimrim, that if a person makes a Suda on Chanukah, that Suda will be a Sudas Mitzvah. That is mamish, like the way the Mashal explains the Rambam. So if that's the case, then the question of the Bnei Shleim is answered. The Bnei Shleim asked the question, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring down, why don't Tor and Shulchan Aruch bring down the opinion of the Rambam? And the answer is, according to the way we're explaining the Marashal, it's there in the Shulchan Aruch. The opinion of the Rambam is really the same thing as that second opinion in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam is saying the same thing, that because the days of Chanukah, days of Simcha, therefore, if you make a Suda on Chanukah, it will be considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Just to end off with one more point, so why is it, we can ask, why Taka? For Chazal Keveya, this type of Hagdorah, this type of concept, that there's no obligation to make a Suda, but if you make a Suda, it will be a Sudas Mitzvah. Why is it? You can ask, why did Chazal establish such a concept, such a level by Chanukah? We don't find it by any other Yom Tov, like we were saying, by Purim and other Yom Tovim. There's much more of an obligation, or so if they didn't want to make any obligation, so don't make any obligation at all. It's a very interesting Agdar. If you make a Suda, then it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So I heard in the name of the Chiddush Arim, he explained that specifically by Chanukah, Chazal wanted to make this type of a thing. Said, you know, the Yevonim were fought against Klal Yisrael. They were trying to break Yiddishkeit, Rechmana Litzlan. They were trying to present their own religion, to establish a new man-made religion. So, in their man-made new religion, so they had certain obligations. They have a religion, they must have had things that were like mitzvahs, things that were like commands based on things people had to do for their new religion. They were trying to compete and make a different type of religion, chas v'shalom, rachmana litzlan, and pull Yidden away from Yiddishkeit. So there's one thing that they couldn't do. If humans, with their own intellect, make a new religion so they can come up with different commands. They can command this, command that. They're all coming, they were coming with human seichel. But a human seichel can't be mechadesh, a concept that's not tangible, that's beyond our asaga. To be mechadesh, the inyonim of kedusha. To be mechadesh, for them to be mechadesh and come up with on their own. There's such a thing that you'll take a suda that seems to be purely gashmis, but with a person's kavana and a person's connection, they're able to make it be kaddish. That's something that's beyond their hasaga. So when Hashem made the nes for Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael won, and we're able to be mechazik Yiddishkeit, Chazal were keveya. One of the things, Chazal were keveya, or the minhogim, whoever were keveya the minhogim, so the way that we have it in the Rambam, it's part of the etzem din of the Yom Tov, that it's Yimei Simcha. Yimei Simcha means to say that by that it's Yimei Simcha, now if you have a sud, it's able to be a sudas mitzvah. So Chazal, Davke wanted, this is the Hatzola that we have. This is the Nitzochin. This is that we won. That we won is we're able to show the biggest things of what that we won is. That we won now, and we have Yiddishkeit, the difference of Yiddishkeit. The whole, so one of the biggest signs of Yiddishkeit, we're able to take a Suda. We're not even obligated to have, not that you're obligated to have a Suda. It's a Rishus. It's only if you want to have a Suda. But you can make a Suda and turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah. You could elevate it. It could be something that's Dover Shal Kedusha, even something that's Dover Gashmi, food. But you're able to elevate it, no obligation, but you're able to take it upon yourself and elevate it and be a Dover Kaddish. And we should utilize Taka Chanukah to elevate ourselves and become more Kaddish and use it for a Hidoh to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-432-7434. 1-888-485 VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.